World Football at AFCON with John Bennett.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us after a remarkable 24 hours at the Africa Cup of Nations. The hosts, Ivory Coast, on the brink of being knocked out of their own tournament. That's after a stunning and humiliating 4-0 defeat to Equatorial Guinea. Ghana also, in all likelihood, are out after conceding two injury time goals in a 2-2 draw with Mozambique. There was late drama for Egypt, but they're through just after a 2-2 draw with the Group B winners Cap Verde. And only Nigeria avoided the drama. They're through in second place in Group A with a less than convincing win. DR Congo defender Gabriel Zakwani is with me. Gabby, we've got to get through all this in 15 minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll have to talk in double speed today.
Wish us luck. So a Ghana chat coming up, but let's start with the huge disappointment for Ivory Coast, the hosts. Two goals for Emilio and Sue helped Equatorial Guinea beat them 4-0. Some Ivorian players in tears at the final whistle. They were loudly booed off. Surely one of the biggest surprises in AFCON history. Also the biggest loss at home for the Ivorians. In the history of the Africa Cup of Nations since 1957, only four nations who have hosted have exited in the group stages, one of them Ivory Coast in 1984. How shocked were you, Gabby, by this Ivory Coast humiliation, this performance against Equatorial Guinea?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you look at the game and Guinea deserved it in the end. Ivory Coast had all the possession. They had more shots on goal, but they were reckless with their chances and they got exactly what they deserved. Guinea attacked, split the defence open so many times. Ivory Coast were sixes and sevens and it was just unbelievable to see, really. And they were just being humiliated throughout the game. And there was quality goals in the game as well. So much quality on show. But you expected Ivory Coast to coast through this group. And, you know, it's just showing the size of the smaller nations, that they're showing they're not afraid to attack the bigger, the more fancied nations.
Let's get some Ivory Coast reaction. We've been speaking to one of the members of their golden generation team. Sol Bamba played for Ivory Coast in that team that reached the final in 2012.
Massive disappointment for us. With the host, you know, we were looking forward to that tournament. We prepared so well for it. Well, I thought we did. Obviously, it's not all done yet. We can still qualify, but it's what we didn't want it to be rely on other people and other teams like to know have the result and for us to go through. So a massive disappointment for us tonight. When you play for a top team in Africa, like Ivory Coast, you have to be prepared for that. And it's not the first time they're playing in front of a big crowd. It's not the first time they're playing important games. It's not the first time they're playing, you know, big tournament like AFCON and World Cup for as well as they played. So, you know, that's not an excuse for me. You know, we have to perform better. We prepared for it. We were meant to host that tournament 2 years ago. Obviously, Cameroon took it. So we had time to prepare. And unfortunately, we weren't good enough tonight.
It's not a golden generation team. You don't have the Yaya Torres, you don't have the Drogbas, but they've got excellent players. Seiko Fofana, Kessié midfield, Sangare. Why do you think, Gabby, it didn't click? Is it missing Sébastien Haller, do you think, the striker who was injured for all three games?
I think he's a key part, and I think it became blaringly obvious the longer the tournament went on, well, has been going on, you can see they're just missing something. Mm. You know, they are dangerous. I mean, we saw Pepe early on. He had an opportunity to maybe just settle the nerves a little bit. They just looked nervy in front of goal, especially. They had glaring chances, and they could have got a few themselves, but I just think they were so open at the back that whatever they did, just you need a solid base, and they just didn't have that. And we've been speaking about how highly we rate Fofana, but today he did not have any control of that midfield area, or just controlling things, keeping things ticking, and they were overran, and they got deservedly beaten and beaten badly.
We should give Equatorial Guinea credit. Stunning victory for them. Amazing group win ahead of two African giants. Their best performance at an AFCON tournament, reaching the semi-finals when they were hosts in 2015. But this is incredible. Emilio Nsue as well, five goals now. As you said earlier in the tournament, he's one of those AFCON players, isn't he? Very decent, but not outstanding club career. When he gets to an AFCON, it's just goals. How impressed are you by their performances, and how far do you think they could go?
Yeah, I've got to make a confession, John, because
you're going to pretend you said they were going to go far.
No, I'm not quite that. But do you remember when he scored the hat trick and you asked me if I've ever played against him?
Oh yeah, I actually did
in the semi final. I actually did, so I didn't notice him. I actually had to check the team sheet after the show to see if he played. So I must have done a good job. But yeah, they've been very, very surprising in this tournament, and I did not think they were one of the underdogs that could outperform their potential, what I thought. Anyway, I thought they'd be there to make up the numbers. Or I have seen their performance improve over the years, and they become a bit more solid and stronger in Africa. But I just thought, Ivory Coast, come on, this is a straightforward victory. And whoever fancied them, you know, has probably made a lot of money, because I don't think anyone did from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I can't pretend I did either, sadly. So it's a nervous wait for the hosts, Ivory Coast, to see if they will be one of the best third place teams with 3 points, a -3 goal difference. Maybe it's possible. Maybe we'll see. Ghana, though, have done them a favour. They finished third in Group B, and surely they're out with just 2 points after an astonishing collapse. 2-0 up through two Jordan Ayew penalties. Despite another underwhelming performance, they were minutes away from booking a place in the last 16. Then Katamo scored a penalty and Ronaldo equalised with a header. 91st minute, 94th minute. Let's hear what a former Ghana striker makes of it. 2015 AFCON finalist Kwesi Appiah.
To go out in this fashion is just criminal. You know, Ghana will be gutted to have conceded another two sloppy goals late on and cost us a place in the knockouts. In the opening stages, Ghana had a couple of nearly moments in attack. I thought Panstil started the game bright and with real intent, despite being subbed off at half-time. You know, Jordan Ayew was extremely calm and composed for both penalty kicks. And, you know, at 2-0, we're thinking, OK, it's not a great performance, but we'll take this and move on. But we looked very shaky from set pieces all throughout the game, and ultimately it was a corner which cost us in the end. We didn't have much control over the game, and it was a bit of a scrappy one, but these are the games you just have to win by any means, and we haven't managed to muster up the courage to do so. At one stage, you know, it was looking like a good result, and to be dealt this blow at the end is very sad, and our tournament is looking most likely to be over, and it leaves a very disappointing bitter taste.
Mozambique 2, Ghana 2. Ghana have had some drama down the years, But this is something else, Gabby. How on earth did they throw that away?
Yeah, I think Kwesi summed it up absolutely perfectly. That absolutely criminal to throw that away in the dying part of the game. And I think even when I look back, I think Chris Hughton thought this was over because in the 90th or really close to the end, he takes off Kudus and you think, you know, he wants probably the standing ovation and to enjoy the 2-0 victory. But you can't let it go at AFCON, especially when your team ain't playing so well. You've got to keep your best players on the pitch, and you've got to see it through, get the job done. And they've not been convincing for a while now. You know, they've not been convincing, and I don't think it's any coincidence while we're seeing this at AFCON. But I did expect them to be again too strong. But it's just showing that, you know, the gap is getting smaller and smaller, because the times where we had the superstars in these big nations, it's not the same, you know, it's not the same anymore. I think that the fear factor has gone. So it's showing again that they're not really at the level that they should be.
Two group stage exits in a row. I mean, they're not out yet, but 2 points just quickly, Gabby, surely they're gone, aren't they?
I think.
You can't be a best third place team with 2 points.
Yeah, I've got my calculator out, and I just think they've got to be. If they make it, then I'll be very shocked. And they don't deserve to make it, to be fair, you know. So, but for me, I would think they're surely out. With 2 points, you can't be one of the best third place. Sorry.
So, Group B won by Cap Verde, and it's Egypt celebrating going through second after late drama. So they thought they'd scored a winner, injury time winner, Mustafa Mohamed, but then a Cap Verde equaliser just before half time. Injury time was ridiculous because Egypt scored to make it 2-1. Massively long VAR call. Mustafa Mohamed, did he handle the ball? Did he control it with his chest? Gabby, I thought he controlled it with his chest. I didn't think it was a handball.
Yeah, his arms are out, but you can see, I think when they slowed it down, it looked like it was his chest. His arms are out, and it, you know, exquisite finish in the end as well. But it was with his chest from what I saw.
So that was 2-1. And then Brian Teixeira equalised for Cap Verde in the 99th minute, but still Egypt went through. Huge relief for Egypt. They must have thought they were out at the end.
Yeah, I mean, even from the first goal, you saw when they zoomed in a clip on Salah, he was fuming, you know. And then when Mustafa Mohamed scored, they zoomed in again on Salah. They were lifting him up, and then that blow at the end when Teixeira scored. So I think they're lucky on this one, you know. That's why you have to look at it and think, maybe, just maybe, if they get it right, they get to the right stage, and when Mo Salah comes back, it could still be that fairy tale ending.
So another twist as well in the Salah situation. You mentioned him. His agent before the game tweeted that his injury is more serious than first thought. He's going to be out for 21 to 28 days. So he may still go back, but it really is looking touch and go. But Equatorial Guinea winning Group A and Cap Verde winning Group B. That is remarkable. Back to Group A we go, though, because Nigeria are through after a 1-0 win over Guinea-Bissau. The winner, an own goal after a diverted cross. Both sides had goals ruled out in the second half for offside. Victor Osimhen also had an effort disallowed for handball. So a 1-0 win against Guinea-Bissau. They are through. These Nigeria fans on the voice notes, though, worried about the Nigeria attack.
Hello, BBC. This is Biliamin Babalola from Oyo, Nigeria. Concerning for me is their inability to score more than one in a match. What will happen when we face a team that has a penchant for scoring?
Hello, BBC. This is Francis from Nigeria. Chances are created, but the goals are not going in. And this is an urgent problem that needs to be solved. This is a game where we could have easily won by 2, 3, or even 4 goals. An issue that must be resolved before the knockout stages or else.
Hi, John. My name is Damola. Osimhen has been a shadow of himself in this competition. We've actually created 8 big chances through in the group stage of this AFCON. Osimhen has missed 3 of them. He hasn't lighted up this competition like I expected him to.
Great to hear from the listeners. +44 800 032 0470. Gabby, are they right to be worried about the attack? I mean, after what's happened to some other teams, they should just be relieved to be through, shouldn't they?
Yeah, no, I don't think they should worry at all. I think Osimhen today, he could have got a hat-trick. But a player of his quality, you expect him to put some of those chances away, and there's a header away, I thought 100% he's scoring here. But what you worry about, I know it sounds cliche, but when a striker's not getting in their positions, that's when you worry about it. You know, it will come, and they should just be happy that they're through and they still got their main star man fit. They'll be fine.
So let's go back to the big stories then. We think Ghana are out. They're on 2 points. Ivory Coast, though, on 3 points. -3 goal difference. It wouldn't have been enough to take them through 2 years ago, because the best goal difference that went through with 3 points was -2. So what do you think? Do you think Ivory Coast have any chance?
Yeah, I think looking at the tables, I think somehow they'll squeeze through. I'm trying to work it out, but I think somehow they'll squeeze through. It will be a disaster if they do go out, because you want
to host
nation
to carry on. Would the tournament
suffer?
Would the tournament suffer for them going out? I don't think it would that much, because I think the atmosphere at the other games have been pretty decent. I know in some AFCONs, you think when the hosts go out, it would ruin the atmosphere of the tournament. I don't think it would in this case. What do you think?
No, because there's quite a few neighbouring countries who have brought a lot of support. Even Congo, we've brought quite a bit, you know. So I don't think it will suffer in terms of atmosphere, but I think it's always good when the host nation are still in, just because of the buzz around the whole country, you know. So I think that's the only way it will suffer. But in terms of the atmosphere and attendances, no, it's been pretty good. Probably the best I've seen in a while at African Cup of Nations.
So can the final games in Group C and Group D live up to this drama? So we've got Gambia against Cameroon, Guinea-Senegal, Angola, Burkina Faso, Mauritania against Algeria. Only Senegal, really, can relax because they are through. But Gabby, this has been remarkable. What's your final thought?
No, my final thought is just keep the goals coming, because it's been unbelievable. And, you know, it's not cagey anymore. Just keep the goals coming and keep entertaining us.
Still no 0-0 draws. I don't know how we're getting away with it. Yeah, the goals keep coming. The drama keeps coming as well. Join us next time on World Football at AFCON.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.